This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts. Simple Contacts is an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW20. That's WDW20, and enter the promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. Hey, that was fun.
Jinx.
July 11th, and this is episode 1617 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
Hi, I'm Matt Lott.
I'm The Grease.
And today, Matt Lott returned. Well, you didn't return today.
I did.
Well, kind returned. Of. Well, you came back. You left. Yeah. You came back and left. Mm-hmm. And not enough time for us to do a
new
show.
You went to Disney and then left again. He went to Saratoga Springs.
The real Saratoga
The real one.
Springs.
Yeah, which I was like, why'd you waste your time there? You're already at Disney, man.
So what's better?
Which trip was better?
No, which Saratoga Springs?
Oh man, the real one.
Not surprising.
Not surprising.
What was that? You were there for a wedding?
I was. It was wonderful.
And I saw they rented a carousel.
Yes, we. They rented a carousel. Is that what you said?
Was that part of the wedding?
That's an old carousel that was built in like 1910.
I wish that was at the wedding.
It was. It's in Congress Park there. Which the whole town, Saratoga Springs, was, it's beautiful. So the resort is totally geared after the racetrack. So the resort looks just like the racetrack did, but the town itself, way more like Victorian architecture, and every house is probably haunted and all
well, that's
of that
not
stuff.
Why people are listening today. They want to hear you got back from your water parks only
oh, man.
Trip. The controversy of a water parks only trip. And it seems like you have succeeded from the brief things you've told me.
I got a tan.
Tell Woo. Us the story.
Well, you got a Matt Lott tan, which
Matt
is
Lott
different
tan.
Than a normal tan.
Yeah, like pretty you cool. you look like a doll.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm looking on here too, like even in compressed video when we're going live, Matt Lott looks really
it's
good.
It's also convenient you got the tan before going to the real Saratoga Springs because as you said, there's a lot of hauntings. So, people may have thought that you were a ghost.
You're Continue. Right. I can't contest that.
I've never heard the word hauntings before.
Hauntings.
Like is that as like a noun?
Like a haunting.
Yeah, it's a plural noun.
It's a haunting.
A ghost?
Have you ever heard of a plural noun?
Do you not know the word ghost?
Yeah, it's a plural noun too.
Yeah, you ever gone to a haunting house?
A haunting house?
Mm-hmm. And when there's a bunch of it's hauntings houses.
A haunting house is
hauntings houses.
A haunting house is when it's been currently haunted.
I love that grammar and like my inability to know more than 10 words always derails this show. Go ahead, Matt Lott. Mm-hmm. Continue on.
So the non-park Disney trip.
Yes. Day one.
Day one. We get down there, have a blast. I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert. Every day was a blast. Every single one.
It worked.
It did. It worked. It worked better than I think any of us anticipated, honestly. It really worked. We didn't end up going to Typhoon Lagoon. We only went to Blizzard Beach.
For a
wow.
week?
No. One day. And then we pool
didn't
hopped.
Did you buy an annual pass?
No.
Okay.
As a family, we all kind of looked at it and we were like, look, we can buy the annual pass. We can go spend a day at Blizzard Beach, go spend a day at Typhoon Lagoon. We've got it open for the rest of the week. But then we all kind of talked about it and it was like, all of the resort pools are the public ones. Some of them are, you know, locked down too if you're staying there. All of them are great. And so we just kind of decided on the fly, let's do Blizzard Beach one day, and then let's spend the rest of our time in Disney Springs and do some resort pool hopping.
So you did sanctioned pool hopping?
Sanctioned, yeah. Yeah,
so
we didn't
know that
go,
was a thing.
We didn't jump any fences except for the River Country thing, but I can't talk about that.
Oh, this one's going to get
what
us in
resorts
trouble again.
What resorts did you pool hop
and
at?
They've got really cool stuff at Discovery Island that I also can't talk about.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. So
I
we
feel
did,
the hate tweets.
I know.
No,
people don't like the pool hopping.
Yeah. No,
I'm going to blame this on you. Don't blame the host.
No, it was sanctioned. Totally. Like,
what does
it,
that mean?
It wasn't, explain sanctioned.
We went to the pools that allowed...
Pool hop.
Yeah, public access. We didn't go into any that didn't.
Well, public access is the wrong phrase. It's... You're a DVC member staying on DVC points at a DVC resort.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So that's what I mean.
Now, granted, two of the best pools are not sanctioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't go to Animal Kingdom and you can't go to Stromalong Bay.
Okay.
At Beach Club.
We did not go to those.
So that's why it is appropriately described as sanctioned because of the DVC access and things like that.
That is a good thing to point out, folks.
He's not encouraging you.
No.
To go and just go willy-nilly to pools.
Will did that a few years ago, and it went.
Got yelled at.
Did you get yelled at?
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm talking about. I said, hey, it's fun to pool hop.
Right, okay, I got to admit.
Because Will showed up in, like, the flippers with the thing around his waist and, like, two beer coolers.
I mean, that's cool,
they don't
man.
Improve.
That's the coolest way to go to a pool.
I feel like if Will was pool hopping, he'd probably do the old dad, the old 1997 baseball hat with the straws that go through it in the room for the two.
Like the beer hat.
The beer hat, yeah.
So, first day was Blizzard Beach?
Second day.
So, where'd you go first day? Let's just walk us through it. Tell us the story.
So, wait. First of all, the Mississippi spreadsheet.
Was
lit on fire.
We play it fast and loose in the Lot family.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, hey,
we all saved so much money, too.
We did.
It sounds like
you had a blast.
And the thing was, it was like, okay, if we don't buy the annual pass for all of us, we can put more money elsewhere, you know, and spend way more time in Disney Springs, which I will talk about later because it's just like Logan said, it's so great now. If you're not spending time in Disney Springs, you're missing out. It's like another dimension of the park. I don't think they've ever had it this good.
No, I completely agree. I've been saying that now for the last few months, is that's what I'm really excited to go do whenever we're down there.
It's great.
Because it's chill. Even if it's slammed, you know, I know this sounds bad because it does sound bad, but like not having to go through the crazy security, not having to go through, which is needed, 100% needed. The fact that you can just park in a parking deck, walk out, it's pretty great.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, so day one, we get there, we get set up, and it's just like, and we take a lot, when we go, there's so many people. We've got another baby, so now it's 13 people.
And you're staying at...
We stayed at the Wilderness Lodge, which I had never stayed at before, and it was awesome. We stayed in Copper Creek, and it was really fun. We were going to, at one point, we were going to go tour the cabins. That didn't...
What did you guys have, a three-bedroom or a...
No, we had a... we always do a two-bedroom and a studio, so it gives a little more space, and it's just always worked out better for our family. So it's a little unconventional.
You
I'd like
go to the
do,
cabins because of the hauntings?
That's in Saratoga Springs, New York, which is a different state.
That's cool.
Plural states. We're back in Florida.
Okay.
So, we hung out. And really the whole purpose of the trip was we're at Disney, basically, but let's do as much relaxing that, you know, as much as we can do since we're not going to go to the parks.
Did you do the one thing I tasked you with doing?
Absolutely.
I want to hear about it.
I'm going to get to that because that was...
Okay.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. So the first day, like I said, the focus, and you have to remember, and this probably, I didn't know that there was a whole thing like don't, like anti-pool hopping. I didn't know that was a movement. Is that a hashtag or something? I didn't know that that was
just
a thing.
Let's just move on from that.
Okay. So
let's just pretend those people don't exist right now and let you tell, like you did it.
Yeah.
I
no turning back now.
No turning back.
He was sanctioned.
We got there. We, like I said, priority is just rest and relax and enjoy family time. So the first night, I believe we just hung out. We might have gone to Disney Springs. I think we went to Disney Springs and ate. The next morning, we ate at the... We did breakfast at... What is the... in the lobby of Wilderness Lodge. I can't remember the name.
Whispering Canyon.
Yes, we did Whispering Canyon, which was fun.
Yeah, I've heard the breakfast is good.
It is, but I will say this. You have to prepare yourself. I was not prepared. I would mentally prepare myself if you're going to do breakfast. These people are very excited, or at least they have to pretend like they're very excited.
Yes, and it's working there.
It's early.
And it's chaos.
And you're the only family in the restaurant for a few minutes, maybe, because it's breakfast. And then your waitress or waiter...
How early was your reservation?
Oh man, we went at like 5:30. No, I'm kidding. It was like
eight. Sounds like it.
It was like 8.
Okay.
It wasn't anything too crazy, but you remember we got a lot of kids on this trip. There up with the sun.
20 people rolling up in there at 8 a.m.
We did it. We did that thing. But
you did.
So I grew up. I grew up going to youth camps in church youth camps.
Yeah.
And there's a feeling that you get when you have to go to like a worship service at 8 in the morning, and the people up there are just. They're very excited, and they're like, come on, everybody. And that's how I felt at Whispering Canyon. That lady walked up and chill.
Like, made me flashback.
Like, chill out.
I don't know how I feel about it.
You're getting triggered over there. Mm-hmm. And I almost did, but then I was like, no, this is a different experience, and ended up having a lot of fun. But they come in, and they have fun with you, even if it's 8 o'clock in the morning. They're going to do the thing, and they said, if you ask for ketchup, we're going to bring you ketchup. And so I asked for ketchup. Because I knew that if you ask for ketchup, they're going to bring you a whole lot of ketchup. I think it's more fun if you go and ask for ketchup later in the day because they take it from other people's tables or something like that. And so there, it was kind of funny.
So they still did the full-on show.
Mm-hmm.
I know was a debated topic a few months ago whether that was going
What's
away.
What's the show?
The show.
But like the obnoxious, antics. Crazy, fun, ridiculous, over the top of
tomfoolery.
So it's like Dick's Resort, but like Disney style or something?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Dick's Last Resort.
Not as mean.
Come
not
on.
As mean, not as mean.
But
it's not
antics.
As mean. Yes,
throwing stuff
shenanigans.
At you.
Like Lambert's, the rolls?
No, not that kind of stuff.
Lambert's orange rolls, you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the way they throw the rolls.
They throw.
Yeah,
Lambert's.
Throwing
aren't
rolls.
They the orange rolls?
No,
orange?
I don't know if they're orange rolls.
I don't like orange.
Lambert's is buttered rolls. They're wonderful.
Who doesn't want
I've been to the one in Branson. It was just called like Hot Buns or something there. It was different.
Okay, so it's not like a character thing, it's just gimmicky.
No. They're
cowboy kind of characters.
Yeah, they're like,
Western.
Thanks for coming out this morning, and just remember,
oh no,
Grandma made her pancakes, and she don't like to change them, so if you ask for any ketchup, she's going to get mad.
Oh man, I'm
and
so into
you would
this.
Love it.
I know.
I
were you not
you
here
to
when
walk
we had
out.
An entire show about this
hey,
restaurant?
Hey, Terry, let you in on a little secret. I do another podcast. It's called The Podcast. It's with Degrees. You can tell them something about 500 times,
I mean,
and he'll still look at you with a straight face, honest to goodness, be like, what's that? What's that?
He's not listening.
Yeah. He never listens.
Listening.
Even
no.
if he adds to the conversation,
okay, so Whispering
no
Canyon.
Idea.
Yes, lots of fun. We had a good time.
Okay.
We had a good time. We also did... We did so much pool hopping and so much...
Sanctioned. Pool hopping.
We just did...
Let's call it a different word.
We did
pool
so
visiting.
Much pool leisuring that...
lounging at the pool.
I'm getting... like all the days, it was just a lot of fun. But when we go on a trip, the focus really is spending time together. So we will, you know, we'll stay in the room and play board games as a family. Like we'll do that. We'll do that cliche family thing. That's what we do. It's a lot of fun.
Y'all go to the
Do you guys
golf
use your name as a pun a lot like you just did? It's a lot
a
of
lot
fun.
Of fun. That is my
That's what your shirt says? And you like your
a lot
family
of fun.
Shirt.
A lot of fun one.
Yeah.
No.
Cool.
It's actually surprising you don't. It feels like your mom would be the t-shirt group wearer.
We have shirts.
They're coming now.
Iron-ons.
They're being added to the next Mississippi spreadsheet as we speak right now.
She's watching. She was so proud of that, by the way. She listened to the
Yeah,
the
but
show.
Then you guys threw it out. Disrespectful to the mother.
No, we didn't throw that.
The
well,
matriarch.
It hung on the refrigerator in the room the entire trip. It was there for everybody to see.
But you disregard it. You completely disregard
it. Okay, so let's stay on target here.
Okay.
All right, so Wilderness Lodge, good breakfast. Then what happened?
We just...
You guys split apart.
Yeah, we split up. We got to do... One night we did a date night for all of the couples. I went to Morimoto. Dawn and I went.
Nice.
Man, gotta get the ribs. The ribs was the right call.
They're amazing.
It was so good. It was so good.
Did you get a cocktail?
I didn't. I saved my cocktail for my mission, which I did later in the week.
You just get one for the week?
No, I had a few. I had a
At
lot
the mission.
Of
At
other
the mission.
Stuff. Yeah, but I wanted specifically.
So Morimoto is just south of the Saratoga hauntings.
Just right there.
You
a
walked
little
in,
north.
It greeted you.
Yes, it was great. We had a great experience at Morimoto. And I just don't know, like piggybacking off of all of the stuff that you guys have said, it's so good. So if you've never been, definitely give it a shot. Yeah. Johnny, my 3-year-old, is way into Legos now, so we did some time at the Lego store, which was a lot of fun. We did a little shopping. Dawn did some shopping on our date, and then we went to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
You want to give us like a 5-word? How do you feel about Jurassic?
How about, how about you spoil that one for everyone?
Meh.
Fine.
Yeah.
So different pitches of meh.
Mm-hmm.
Copy that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's more like,
the dinosaurs look incredible. They've never looked as good. They look phenomenal. But there's just some stuff in the movie that I was... Jurassic Park's my favorite movie of all time.
I mean, I love it when a T-Rex yells at a lion.
Yeah, if you want to go watch... Oh, good. You just spoiled literally the ending of the movie.
Oh, really?
Grease.
That's in the trailer.
I didn't hear it.
Is that in the trailer?
What did you say?
The T-Rex and the lion yelling at each other.
Yeah, that is in a trailer.
Yeah, that's in a trailer.
I'm glad I didn't see that trailer.
I saw that trailer.
Yeah.
Well...
Don't get on to Grease.
I thought that was in the movie.
No, that was in a trailer.
That's ridiculous. That movie, that's what it looks like when my wife and I yell at each other.
Let's keep this conversation rolling. I really just can't. We spent some time there at the Wilderness Lodge has a great splash pad for the kids. I'm pretty sure it's
is that accessible for anybody? Like,
that's more if you stay there.
Right? Yeah, Wilderness. But there's splash two different. Pad? There's yeah. two pools. Oh, I know one pool is for. Maybe it's specific to DVC or a guest or something. One pool is, there's more like of a, you can't get in here. You have to scan your magic band and everything to even get in the pool.
Question for you.
Did your magic band let you in?
Yes.
It did. You were staying there. But I think if someone was, I don't know if Wilderness is one of the, now that they've expanded the pool situation there.
Right.
If it's on the list of sanctioned.
Yeah.
If you can go and visit the other pools or not.
This is a Terry question.
Get it.
If I'm renting DVC points and I'm staying at a DVC room,
yes.
Do I get the DVC perks?
Yeah, because
as far
it
as
says your actual printed. If they were to print out your ticket, your room key, which is the same thing they would read on your magic band,
right?
It'll say the words DVC in it.
Okay, so you don't
get all the perks.
You don't get them all, but
can't go to the lounges and things.
Yeah, but you could.
Would I get like? Do you get percentage off on dining?
No.
You can get in the pool. That's about it.
You get the pool. Okay, cool. How about a little meet and greet?
According to
Mickey,
a blog that Cooper Creek, isn't it Copper Creek?
Copper Creek.
Well, this one spelled it Cooper Creek, so I don't know if you want to take
already,
this for granted.
Already we'll consider this questionable journalism.
It just says that it's one of the lists, along with like Stormalong Bay that you'd mentioned earlier, it's one of the ones that are off limits to hopping.
Don't hop.
So you were able to go, though, because you were staying there at Cooper Creek.
Cooper Creek.
Oh, Coop.
Cooper Creek's great, man.
That sounds like,
man.
that sounds like what?
1992 TV show with Tom Selleck.
it sounds like what Will would call it with his couple beer coolers staying at the pool all day.
Amen.
Cooper Creek.
Amen.
Yeah. Flew the coop.
Yeah, the whole pool situation was great.
So let's talk about the pools. Where else did you go?
Let's do it. We went to the Contemporary. We went to the Grand Floridian.
Ooh.
There's another one that I'm forgetting. Blizzard Beach. There was another resort that we... Oh, and then we went over to Fort Wilderness, but that was for the Mickey's Barbecue.
Oh.
Which I'll talk about that in a little
bit. All right.
Please do. Logan loves to talk about the Mickey's Barbecue.
I like the barbecue.
I know you do.
Don't hate on the barbecue.
There's no hate.
All right, so that day, Disney Springs, enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, I think I'm, like I said, it's fine. It's
just hit some
together.
Stuff. Blizzard Beach. Let's talk about Blizzard Beach.
We get to, and I've never been to either water park. Go up in there. I didn't even know there was a theme. There's a whole theme with an alligator that got sick, and everything is melting, and that's why it's a water park.
Oh, I forgot about all that.
It's a ski resort. I guess global warming.
So wait, the alligator melted the water?
Climate change, and so it's all melting.
Good.
Why do we have to have backstories to water parks?
We don't.
It should just be themed, right?
We don't.
Yeah. Look, the backstory of water.
It once was ice, and now it's not. Like, slide.
Unless, is there
why
a storyline that you can follow to help, like...
You have to be looking for it. They have signs. I will say this, I was surprised by the lack of security at Blizzard Beach, not talking poorly about it, but we walked up with bags on bags, you know, and I was carrying like our bag, my sister's bag, and like my mom's bag, and then something else, and we had a stroller out there, and we come walking up as a group, and then we get to the security line, and he says, "Oh yeah, can I get the cooler?" And it was like this tiny little bitty like bag cooler.
Yeah.
So he unzips it and goes, "Huh, okay."
We got a 6 foot long Subway
literally
catered
like,
sub in my backpack. Don't even worry about it.
Don and like, a ball python in the other bag.
Yeah. Don was like, "Well, good security's tight."
Yeah.
So we just kind of go on through. I will say, get there a little bit, or if you're gonna go to a water park, especially Blizzard Beach, I would say get there earlier in the morning because of the seating arrangements.
Like you just got to get out there and claim your.
And they have
your
things that you
chair.
Can rent, but they also have like just public little cabanas. And so my dad and my brother-in-law just balled up in there super early, we staked our claim. So we were in the shade all day.
Nice.
It was very nice.
Like a big old thing?
Mm-hmm. A big old cabana.
You only have to rent it?
Nope.
Do they have those for rent?
They do have some. The ones for rent have like food and drink service and the whole nine. So that is an option.
Hmm.
It's anything like the ones on the cruise.
I know.
I will say the people in those look like they were having a great time. Great time. I don't know if they went swimming at all, but they look like they're having a blast. So we get in there, we get set up. I'm looking around. I'm like, "This is great. I've never been to this water park. There's an alligator in that house that's sick or something."
The house is sick.
Check it over there. Sick gators.
Yeah. He sneezes and then water sprays out of the chimney and the water's really cold. This is on the Lazy River. You would have loved it. Loved it.
Wait. Side note.
Yeah.
Do they have alcoholic beverages for sale at Blizzard Beach?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Everywhere. Yeah.
Can you bring them into the Lazy River?
Maybe.
Gators?
Maybe.
Alcoholic beverages.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to. I didn't have one at that point when we went.
Well, you're also not supposed to bring in a 6 foot sub in a backpack.
Well, nobody really.
Apparently you can.
You can bring in food.
Yeah, we brought in food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we brought in snacks, dog.
You can bring in food to the parks.
Yeah, someone we know brought in a whole Thanksgiving dinner with full turkey and everything.
Wait, knew that person?
Do you feel like you maybe stopped
they were
listening
talking about
like
doing
months
it.
Ago? Or
when did you used to be on the stop? Show. He tried to do that, I think. Or maybe
I have
did
to
it.
Listen back to every podcast I'm on just so I know what I said so I can interact with the listeners when they actually get to listen to it.
Hey, Grisa, one thing you said. Yeah, give me a day.
I haven't listened to it yet. Hold your horses.
All right.
So, first thing, I was like, I have to ride Summit Plummet. I want to do it now. Get it out of the way.
Because you never know. When you have a kid,
right?
You may lose that opportunity.
Well, and I will, if I'm going to do a thrill ride, it's best for me to just not think about it and just do it. Because if I start getting in my head, then I'll start getting like nervous. But so my dad and myself and my brother-in-law, Jim, we go up to Summit Plummet. And you have to ride a little ski lift up. And then you get off of the ski lift, and then you go up a hill, and then you get on some stairs, and you go up like three flights.
Is that the one that it opens up underneath you?
No, that's not there.
Okay.
It's way, and you see, like pulling in on on the bus there, you see it way, and you're like, "Oh man, this the forced perspective is wonderful. Oh, this looks like it's going to be so dangerous." But then you're literally riding the ski lift up to the top of the water slide, and you're like, "This isn't forced perspective. This is just really, really, really tall."
Yeah.
So, and
you're about to go fly off of it.
You get up at the top of the slide, and you can see all of the parks. You can see everything.
It's every park?
Every park. You can see every single one from Blizzard Beach.
Gosh.
And it's you're very high up there. And so even though we were determined to get in there and just do it, like my brother-in-law, Jim, he was like, "You know what? I haven't been nervous about a ride in a long time, but I'm kind of nervous about it." Like, we're just standing in line.
There's a startup church should start at the top of that line.
They're handing out pamphlets. They're like, "Hey, just in case, make sure you know where you're gonna go. Where's your security?"
Yep.
So the guys in front of us.
Did it hurt your tailbone?
The guys in front of us. Copy it that. Was really, really funny because
old.
It was just a little fan. It was kind of our setup. You know, you could tell it was like a kid and then like maybe his uncles and then the granddad. They were all up there. And the kid goes first. And it's just, and you're looking at the slide and it's just literally. And then you hear, ah.
Like some of them curve back in a little bit so that that's that first little drop, that's definitely you're just off of it.
Definitely this.
Oh, gosh.
So the kid goes, one of the older guys goes, and then it gets time for the next dude, and he sits down, and he's about to go, and then he just goes, nope. Gets up and stands up, and he's about to walk back down the ladder, and everybody in line went, nope, and just put their hand down. So this guy stops.
Oh, my gosh.
And he turned around and was like, oh, God. He sat back down.
He got ride shamed?
Everybody stopped him. It was so funny. And so he sat back down, and he was just like, and then he went, and it was, you heard him screaming, ah, the whole way down. Then the granddad, and then I was like, I'll go. So I went first because I was just sick of being.
Yeah.
It was awesome. 5 seconds.
Every time I've done those rides, once you do it
five
once.
5 seconds is actually a long time.
I did not open my eyes either because
one,
you're.
One, two, three.
I will say it beat my back up a little bit.
Yeah, because it's 20-something years old.
Down at the bottom, it's a little bit rough. It wasn't terrible, though. It didn't ruin my day. It was.
Did you want to do it again?
I did. I didn't get the chance to, but I wanted to do it again.
Because that's what I'm saying. When I've done those, the second, third, fourth time you do them, like, I don't know what it is, but you're just mentally prepared for it, and you're like,
do it again.
Stomach's fine. Like,
yeah,
know,
no.
Nerves
it was
go
fun.
Away.
It was a lot of fun. So I highly recommend Summit Plum. It was great. All the slides are great.
How many feet up do you think it is? I mean, we could Google that, but I mean, why would we do that?
Wow. We can just get Matt to guess instead.
Like let's all take a guess. How tall do you think it is?
I'm going to say 120 feet.
Whoa.
High?
No.
55 feet is where I'm at.
55?
Yes.
Okay. No. Yes. Well, you are way off.
What did you say, 150? Don't look it up.
I said 120.
I'm looking it up, but not going to say anything.
I said 120.
All right, I can't guess because I know.
I don't know. Like from
you
the ground? From the bus?
From sea level. No, yes, the ground.
Oh, it's 48 inches tall.
To ride!
I will say this, you go 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, it takes.
Okay, so it's at least if
you
5 seconds.
You got your guess at.
I'm going to say like what? I think it's more than 57, maybe 75.
I said 55, 55? Not 57.
Terry, do you know?
What did you say?
I said 75.
I'm going to go Price is Right and go 76.
Okay.
All right. Will, did you already get? You already put your name in?
55.
Ultimate Grease moment, 120 feet.
Oh! Whoa. 120 what?
I'll see
120
y'all.
120
feet.
Bye, Will.
Exactly.
Love you.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All y'all.
Love you, Will.
Our listeners are literally going to think that was set up. Somebody look at my screen. I do not have it pulled up.
Nope.
I'm on Disney Springs.
I can't tell you what he's got on his screen.
If someone had to be able to guess the perfect height of a water slide without seeing it, I mean,
Greens is your man.
My leg's probably about 120 feet.
That was just your fear and your imagination working together, and you figured out how
I sat there, and I was like, well, you know, I just jumped off a 40-foot cliff at a lake.
Right, right.
And I was like, you know what? It's got to be 3 times that high.
Wow. That's what I said in my mind.
That's what you call grease math.
Yeah.
Grease
Wait, hang on.
Math.
3 times 40.
Yeah.
That's 120.
120.
Right, but only you'd be like, man, jumping off a rock cliff 40 feet, three times my fear.
Well,
if you multiply my fear by 3 times and the way it hurt,
my fear's about like,
that's about 120 feet.
Changing depth of the lake factored in.
Multiply my fear times 3. No, I mean, what I did is it's a 5 second descend at 12.8 meters per second square. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Okay. And then, you know, you do the math.
I don't know.
Probably going a half an hour. Summit Plummet.
Summit Plummet was great. I highly recommend Blizzard Beach. It's a lot of fun for adults and kids. It was a lot of fun.
What were, like,
oh,
what,
they have an entire, like, kids section with 3 or 4 different water slides for kids. Johnny had a blast on all of the slides, and he does not, traditionally, he is not a water slide. Like, at the splash pad at Wilderness Lodge, they have a tiny little tube water slide, you know, so it gets dark in there, and he would not go down it. And it's like 3 feet off the ground. It's nothing. Would not do it. He did all of the slides at Blizzard Beach, including one with a little inner tube. Loved it.
Huh. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought about this.
I don't know.
Water parks are notorious for, like, I mean, you can get sick at them.
Yeah.
Disney,
that's the elephant in the room.
Full on embraced. Full on embrace of sickness. Oh, it's part of the storyline. No big deal. Alligator's sick.
Of course.
Getting everybody sick. It's no big deal. If your kids are prone to getting sick, don't go to the Blizzard Beach.
Oh, man. The wave pool was great. We had so much fun. like as a family, we had a lot of
fun.
Did
you feel with a little kid like safe?
Yes.
Is that something I always feel like a water park, your kid's going to run away, you're afraid that, you know, the lifeguard mm-hmm. situation, but mm-hmm.
Felt heavily monitored. There were lifeguards everywhere. Everybody was paying attention.
Once you get in there with your ball python.
Yep. Then it might change.
Yeah. But I will say, reality.
At the yacht club pool, I mean, yeah. I mean, if it's anything like that one, that's because that's the last experience I've had over there. The lifeguard situation is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no,
there's one every 20 feet.
All of the pools were.
And they rotate like every 15 minutes.
And they move,
that they're
too,
not
normally.
Yes,
like
they change out. Yeah, yeah. It was great. You know what, Logan? That's a good point. Yeah. Never felt like things were, you know, at the brink of chaos ever with any of the kids. And we had a bunch of kids with us. So it was cool. We had really, really good time. And that goes for all of the pools. Let's see. Disney Springs was awesome. We did.
Did you do the Void again?
I did it for the first time. One thing I do want to add, at Copper Creek, they just built a new like restaurant right on the water. And it's great. And you can see the fireworks from.
I think we've done a whole show about it.
Yeah. Was I here? I don't know.
Well, you
been.
Hadn't gone.
Yeah.
The, what's it called?
Geyser
Point?
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Highly recommend. And like I said, you can see the fireworks from there. So that's a cool. And they play the music airing in the park.
You can see the fireworks from Geyser?
You can.
Even though it's kind of facing
the
opposite
beyond,
direction.
It's just so.
Oh, I guess beyond the
you're looking at the Contemporary, and they're just a little bit beyond the Contemporary. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Fireworks will make a man out of you.
Now, Disney Springs, to my mission, and we did. And I also don't want to forget the barbecue, so don't let me forget the barbecue. Disney Springs, you can still. I just picked a random cocktail off of the Bourbon Trail thing, and I
Bourbon Experience,
Bourbon Disney's Bourbon Experience.
Bourbon Trail
PM.
Has been taken,
right? And I went to, oh, I sent you guys the picture of it.
You did.
The Polite Pig. I went to the Polite Pig, and right. They had a, is it the elderberry thing or something like that?
You were the one that had it.
I know. I can't remember. I had so much fun. I can't remember anything.
But you picked a cocktail off the Disney Springs Bourbon Experience.
I did, and I just picked a random one. It was closest to the Lego store. I was like, oh, this one's right there. I'll go try this one. And I just said, do you guys still prepare the cocktail from the Disney Bourbon Experience? And she was like, oh, yeah, totally. And there it was.
Cool.
Right in front of me. And yeah. It was good.
Our hunch is that they always had those cocktails.
Or at least the ability to make them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, how was that? Was it good? And she said that it was heavily attended and very popular.
Oh.
And I said, so do you think it'll be back? And she's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Very good.
Interesting.
So there you
too,
go.
Too excited about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. But like right off the cuff, you know, she was like, oh yeah, we had a ton of people come through for that.
Well, if you think about it, like Florida residents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who go there all the time. And you got like, the Bourbon Boom. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what also makes sense? Contact lenses.
They just brought make
you,
sense.
Just brought you by Contact, the 25th anniversary on Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's out. Out now.
We're just going to keep promoting that. All right, what we're going to talk to is about Simple Contacts. You know who used Simple Contacts?
Me.
That person who is the leader of this show for this episode.
Hooray. Yes, Simple Contacts process was simple. I was actually thinking about ordering some again.
Do you always
soon.
Dread going to the
oh,
doctor?
Man.
Always dread it.
Don't you dread it?
You dread going to the eye doctor, renewing your prescription.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you were excited to try Simple Contacts, weren't you?
I did. Simple process. I got my contacts. They were the right contacts. They worked. And now I can see everything.
I like that. That's your
now
bar.
Now that the rain is gone.
They worked.
It's they right out.
Well, and that was the one of the hangups was, okay, I'm about to send off for contacts. I hope I get the right ones, but.
Do you usually make them yourself? Somewhere you're sitting off.
I dabble.
Let's stop. All right, Simple Contacts offer an amazing selection with every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. And the eye exam is just $20, and you do it online. It's pretty cool. You go through. It brings the doctor's office to your home, but, well, not actually to your home.
Yeah, they don't bring the waiting room and the highlights magazines.
No, the vision test
is
straight up to your computer. It's designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor so you know it's safe. It's really been great. A lot of our listeners have been doing it. You should do it too. If you are aware of contacts, this is a great way to save some time and save some money. You can save money by being a listener here. And all you got to do is go to simplecontacts.com/WDW20. Put in that promo code WDW20 at checkout and get $20 off your first order. It's convenient. It's a lot of things demanding your time, and let's take one off the table. Let's do it. It's fast. Takes less than 5 minutes to do the vision test. 5 minutes. It's all reviewed by a doctor, so you know it's all good. And with summer here, you know there's no shortage of reasons to have your contacts on hand. Beach days, water park days.
Mm.
Did you go glasses or?
Always contacts.
Contacts at water parks.
But I don't open my eyes under the water.
That's.
It's also neat because he wears croquis for his contacts. Just to keep them.
Crocax.
Yeah.
Crotax?
It's like you have a Start cord those. Coming out of your eyeball.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah.
It's like a weird cosplay thing.
Yeah.
The vision test, again, only $20. Compare that to an appointment, which without insurance usually could cost over $200. And contact lenses are priced at unbeatable prices. Standard shipping is free. And the best of all, we're offering that special promotion to our listeners. Again, that is at simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20 at checkout and you'll get $20 off your first order. I want to thank them for being a part of the show for as long as they have because they've been a great sponsor and a great great promotional opportunity for us here at the show. So thank you to those at Simple Contacts. Take a look at them. That's not their slogan, but it should be. Mm.
Take a look at them.
Okay. Have a look.
You'll like what you see.
Ah. You can't say that someone else's, right?
No, that's you'll like the way you look.
End of ad read.
Yeah.
Right.
You'll like what you see. Uh-huh. You got anything else, Matt Lott? Because if not, I got something I want
to
bring up.
The void.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes.
The void.
Let me do
and
two
the
things.
Barbecue. We can't forget the
Let
barbecue.
Let me do two things. I'll start with the barbecue, okay? We had a blast. The food was great. I'm one of those people that, and not to offend, I don't know what kind of people would get offended, but I love looking at like old things that have been abandoned and whatever. And there are holes in the, I guess River Country was just attached to this. And there are little holes in the fence where you can see what used to be. And it was cool. We just looked in there and was like, oh man, I never got to do that side. But it's bringing back memories for me. The commercials for River Country when I was a kid. And you just see what used to be. But anyway, to the actual backyard barbecue. The kids had a blast. The characters come right out to you. They swap places and they're jumping around.
Was it crowded?
It was very crowded. I would say
pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
Period.
You need to get there. They have a window of time, like a waiting window, and I would get there early and just stand there because it fills up fast. It's just like the Lion King show or something like that.
Did you pay for the premium seating or did you go for the normal?
No, we went normal. Normal seating.
We were like on the edges, but it was fine. It worked great.
Great views.
Yeah.
And like I said, the characters come right there. So you never feel like I wish we could see.
Yeah, they kind of separate
into groups
of four.
They invite the kids for like kids only dance party in the middle. So kids go in there and, the parents, we can all stand around and watch and they're just losing their minds in there with the characters.
Yeah,
and
if you've never danced, go ahead.
They play Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Never danced Mickey Mouse and the Devil Went Down to Georgia, it's a great time.
I was like, oh, and they're great. The musicianship was awesome.
I've
like,
never
that dude
seen
was wailing.
The face was of that? Someone being sold on something as quickly as I just saw Grease get sold on Dancing with Mickey Mouse to the Devil Went Down to Georgia. He's like, hold up.
And it's not a track, it's live music.
No,
live
full music. Band. Yeah,
full band. And
we've
can
already
play.
Booked all of our dining.
Full band.
Reassessing.
Beer and wine included.
Yes, get beer and wine included. Princesses. The buffet.
Buffet's great.
Great. And I had some of the ribs, and it was just, oh, man. It was good. We had a really
You've
good
just
time.
Thrown a wrench in Grease's entire vacation plan.
Good. Yeah. It's a good wrench because it's worth it.
I like good wrench.
Okay. The last day, we hung out at Disney Springs, which was funny. Every time we went to Disney Springs, we went two or three times, maybe four times. And every time we went, I kept feeling like we were on the last day of our vacation because traditionally, family vacation, we go to Disney Springs the last day. Mm. And this time, it was just like, let's go back to Disney Springs. Did the void, and it is a treat. It was awesome.
How many times did you do it?
Just once.
Just once?
Yeah, just once. And it was...
How many times did you want to do it?
You want to live there.
I would have done it again. Yeah, it was great.
How was your time? Did you have to wait a long time?
No. No, you make a reservation, like your party, and we showed up a little bit before, waited in line for maybe 10, 15 minutes at most, and then we got escorted in. They do a little training thing. And what's exciting to me is
as this technology gets better and better, it's just going to get so cool, the stuff that they can
do. I was most excited about what could be from the Void.
Yes.
Not what it is. I mean, it's fantastic now.
Right. It's not perfect.
2 or 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
As this technology and as the ability to make the, you know, kind of the 4D part of the virtual reality part even better, like that.
And it really does, it throws you, because now, that first door opens and
what day of the week did you go
through there.
I know, you're like, do I do this?
Yeah. Am I going to?
You're putting a lot of trust in it, because, I mean, it's not real, but it is.
Your first instinct is go through there, and then you're like, but I'm in a virtual.
What if that's a wall?
Yeah, maybe I'll run into a wall, but it was great.
Now, I sent some friends this weekend who were just, they randomly posted that they were just there to go to Disney Springs. They just happened to be in Florida for a conference. I was like, dude, you got to go do the Void. And he's like, okay, I'll make a reservation. Mm-hmm. And they had to wait about 1 hour and 20 minutes after their reservation to get on.
What?
So
I've never waited.
Yeah, I've never waited either. So I think
not even a minute.
Part of me says that might have just been it was a Saturday.
Well, it was crowded when we went Friday, I think. Maybe Thursday, Friday. And it was crowded. Like, Disney Springs was crowded. There's a lot of people going to Disney Springs nowadays, but
when you see how many parking spots are full in that parking deck, it's like, whoa, I think even can accommodate this many
cars, especially compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, when it was downtown Disney, it was like a ghost town anytime you went, but now,
because it's cool.
Speaking of ghosts, old ghost from Saratoga Springs wandering over there.
Yeah, it's creepy, but Void.
Yeah,
do the Void.
Are you doing it this time, Grace?
I'm doing, I am banking on doing it twice.
Mm. There are a couple of really cool moments for Star Wars fans. Like,
I wish they had multiple storylines.
Yeah.
I think that's coming.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But watch out. Jabba the Hutt will eat you.
Mm.
Some people have asked me, do they think that it's like permanent, or if it's going, like, is it temporary? I think the show itself is probably like temporary-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll be a couple of years.
Because you want... through, and there's walls. Like, if you took off...
Yes. Yeah. I had to once now I've had to take off my...
Because you got goggles. Nauseous or...
No, it was like, it got smudged in front of my... Like, something happened, like my glasses rubbed it. So I had to, like, clean it really quick. Or maybe I was sweating. Something happened where I needed to take off for a second. And I, like, this first time I looked up, you could see around you. It's, like, just black, kind of half...
It's like a laser tag arena.
Kind of a laser tag course. Yeah.
Right.
Or paintball course. Like, just little tiny half black walls, kind of.
So it would be benefit, like, I'm just spitballing here, but having temporary walls that you could move around and recreate the environments, like, oh, this week we're doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're kind of, they don't feel like they're full-length built walls or something. But then again, you could just remap everything, and it's a different experience. Right. I mean, even if it's, the cool part, yes, it's cool that you walk through it, but that's not the cool part of what you're seeing.
No.
Right.
Because you're seeing these vast, giant landscape things. Like, that's the one part that's more, like, jaw-dropping, is you're seeing these. It's not like you're in a tiny room. I mean, sometimes you are, but you're seeing these big, you know, Star Wars
worlds. You feel like you're there.
Yeah.
There are parts where you're kind of outside of a station, and you don't feel like you're in a tiny room at all.
Did you feel like you could cry? Like, I feel like I would maybe, like, cry in that
cry?
It'd be different for me. If this was was a Jurassic Park Void and it looked really good, then I would be crying. I'd be like, thank you.
I may or may not have, when a certain character appeared at the end of the experience.
Yeah. It was cool.
Had a, like, emotional, like, wow.
It was Yato.
I know. Elsa comes out and you're just like, incredible.
Not Yato. Yato's not a character. Watto.
Is just awesome.
Watto. Who was Yato? Now, who was the woman, the girl, Yoda?
Oh.
Yaddle?
I don't know of which you speak.
I don't know the girl. I don't know her name.
I think it's Yaddle.
I think her name was Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Who's Cheryl?
Cheryl Yaddle.
It was Cheryl. My mom.
Trying to work.
All right.
Trying to work, Cheryl.
All in all, our trip,
Yaddle.
Surprisingly, one of the best
Yaddle.
Trips. We all agreed at the end of it. We were like, this is one of the best family trips we've ever had, and we didn't even go in the park. And something that I think is invaluable.
That'll tell you something.
Yeah, something that's a lost art in our culture now is delayed gratification. I really believe that. And one thing that was super valuable from this trip is it made me want to go back to Disney, because we didn't get to go to the parks, but we were at Disney the whole time. So I highly recommend doing a different kind of trip, because your appreciation kind of comes back in different ways.
It's very nice. That's a nice way to put it.
Very nice, Matt Lott.
Almost too nice.
I can be articulate when I want to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good place
to
wrap it up.
We need to mention something on the show officially.
Oh, yeah. We probably should.
Yeah.
Big news this week.
Big news.
Yeah. Not in the Disney.
Not Disney.
No, there's a reference. So if you are an Amazon Prime member, or if you're not, because it's not that expensive to just rent or buy it, we have created a new TV show that is available on Amazon Prime right now, or Prime Video. If you go and just search Dojo Pro or go to dojopro.co, because that's just fun to say. It's a 12-episode professional wrestling series. We've said reinvented for the modern viewer. All episodes are under 30 minutes. You can binge it. You can watch the whole thing right now. There's a great story from A to B. I was involved. Will was involved. Terry's involved. The Green's involved. Matt Lott's the host.
Whoop. Yeah, Matt Lott's in the studio.
Matt Lott wears a tie. Spoiler alert.
It may look similar to this.
Maybe.
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 You have to watch it for yourself. Yeah. Find out.
But you can find that right now. It is available on, like I said, on dojopro.co, or just go to Amazon, search Dojo Pro. Write us a review if you like it. It's been a passion project. It's something we've had a lot of fun doing. And if you're a professional wrestling fan, we kind of are showing 13 pro wrestlers. Some you may know, some you may not know, but really fantastic wrestling, as well as we are partnered with Ring of Honor Wrestling. So if you're a Ring of Honor fan, the winner of our competition, it's kind of set up in a Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Tekken kind of way, goes on and they win our black belt, which we call our championship. You go on to fight for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. And you can find that again at dojopro.co, on Twitter at dojoprotv, on Instagram at dojopro, and you can find it, just search for it on Facebook. I think it's Dojo Pro Wrestling, but you search Dojo Pro, you'll find it. You'll see. It's real colorful and pretty. But it's been fun doing it.
It is.
And Will and Terry, you're definitely going to see some cameos from.
Whoop.
Really,
I like
the three of them. You see my back a couple
you
times.
You may recognize my voice in some of the earlier episodes.
Yeah.
And then later on, he blew it out.
Yeah. I like the reality part of the... Like, there's a story, and you're following along.
If you're not a wrestling fan, you'll probably still enjoy the reality show kind of game show aspect of this, which is real stories. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily all wrestling magic, if you will. It tells some really great stories, really fun. And if you watch the first episode, there may or may not be a Disney reference. So just keep your ear listening.
That's one of the biggest things that I love. Not the Disney reference. What you had said prior is what I love about this is that, like, people that aren't normally wrestling fans are like, I'm totally invested.
You're following
in this.
These guys.
Yeah.
You pick people you want to win, and you're like, oh man, I hope that guy wins.
Right, because there's friends of ours that you know, we obviously promoted it, and they're checking it out because they love us and we're friends. And they're like, "What? What in the world? Like, I don't like wrestling, but I'm kind of watching this.
Right.
I'm getting into it. So
it's certainly for everybody, not just. And it's also great for watch with your kids. It's clean. The violence is wrestling, but it's not extreme. There's no blood. So it's a good thing to watch. If you have let's say a 5-year-old and up, they'll probably enjoy it. It's not for kids, but it's made to be watched with your kids. I made to watch with my son. So you can watch it and take a look at it. Hope you like it. Again, it's dojopro.co, dojopro.co. And I think that's it, guys. I feel good about that. We'll talk more about it if you want to hear more about it. You got wrestlers like Jeff Cobb, Joey Janela, Shane Strickland, MJF, Aaron Solo.
These are
Stars.
All like up-and-comers, too.
Yeah, if you're a hardcore wrestling fan, you may know some of these names.
Right, I have some friends.
James Storm, though, is established name.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
They're in it. I have some friends that are really into just wrestling as a concept and as a whole, a sport and everything. And so I've gotten some texts today and they're just like, I can't believe the lineup in this thing. How did you? And I'm just like, man, I'm just along for the ride.
No people, man.
Yeah.
No people.
No people.
Amber just said, because the reviews, they're 100% doing the void on the next trip. And Anne Marie is watching from Antigua, which I feel like just...
Antigua. Shouldn't you be outside?
Right. Right. I don't know if this is the best use of your time, but I thank you for watching.
Hopefully you're by the pool.
There or like you're taking a break. IPhone. This is the nap time. What time is it there?
Hey, I don't know
what the
time is. She's relaxing.
It's probably 3:30.
She's pool hopping with us right now, basically.
There it is. Sanctioned.
John said he can't stand Joey Janela, but in a good way. We'll go and enjoy.
Agree.
Joey Janela in an incredible way on our show. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.